We're holding the Gemara, Daf Ches Amid Beis, the last word on Ches Amid Aleph. Esve, the Gemara just finished saying, Rav's Shita was that Tashmish al yedei adchak lo yishmei Tashmish. Meaning, if the usage is not the comfortable way of using, and it's not done, it's not the norm that the Rabbim are mishtamish in that area, so it's not called a Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, a Guma, if the, even though Amud, that's Tisha b'shus Rabbim, and Rabbim am a katfin on utilize the area of nine. They hang their hats on the hooks or their jackets on the hooks. So then it's Rabbim mishtamshin b'amud Tisha. Rabbim a katfin is b'shus Rabbim. But when it goes to the depth, if we have a guma similarly that's in the depth nine, so since it's a tashmish ayde etchak, it's not the same usage. So Rav Shita is that does not constitute it doesn't not called b'shus Rabbim. Abdem, fact, the Gemara Kasha, Eisve. Tavches Amid Beis, Niskaven, Lishbois, Bishus Rabim. If someone has an intent to be Koine Shvis in a Shus Rabim, that means you're placing an Erev Tchumin, that it should be considered your Tchum, that this is where you Koine your Shvisa, your abode is over here. Now, it can't be the Shvisa in one area and the food is in a different area because it's not accessible. So it can be considered your Tchum. So niskaven lishbois b'shus rabim. If you want to be koine shvisa in the b'shus rabim, that's what you want to eat. Veniach eruvoi, and you place the food, the erev food for the erev tchumin. The bar, if you place it in the pit in the bar next to the makom shvisa b'shus rabim. So it depends where you place this food item in the bar. Lemaylam asolat tfachim. If you place it above 10 tfachim, the Gemara is going to explain soon what that means. Then eruve erev, then it's accessible. It's called an erev. However, lematam asolat tfachim. If you place it below 10 tefachim, ain't eruve erev, it's not a good erev, because then it's not accessible from above the pit, because below 10 tefachim, you're in Rishus Rabim, you want to be kind of Shvis in Rishus Rabim, the pit below 10, it's Rishus Yochit, it's a different Shus, you can't take from Rishus Yochit to Rishus Rabim. So obviously it's not a good erev. Now the Gemara explains this, Brisa, what's it referring to? Zog the Gemara. And that's going to be the Kashan Rova. Hey Chidomi, what are we talking about? What kind of pit? Ileme Babar de Isbe Asora, if we're talking about a bar itself is 10 tefachim in depth. So it's Rishus Yochid. Ulemailo, and when we said lemailo ma'asar tefachim, it's an Erev, is talking about what? The daloi va'oisvei. Meaning you place the Erev in the higher end of the bar. Meaning above 10 tefachim from the ground. It's closer to the opening of the bar. Meaning, and lemato ma'asar tefachim means, the tasoi va'oisvei, it's below 10 tefachim from the top of the bar. Zog the Gemara, if the bar itself is 10 tefachim, what is the difference? What does it make a difference if the food item is below the 10 tefachim from the open area of the top area of the bar or within the 10 tefachim of that area of the bar? The point is, if the bar itself is 10 tefachim, the bar is Rishus HaYochid and you're Koine Shvisa and Rishus Rabim above the bar. So you can't take the food from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim. What's the difference if the food is within 10 tefachim of the opening of the bar or it's below 10 tefachim? Either way, it's Rishus HaYochid. Zog the Gemara, Malu Lamalu Malu Mata. It's Hube Mokem Echad, Vehube Mokem Acher. You can't take the food from a Rishus Yochid to a Rishus Rabim. So how could it be Koine Shvisa? How could it be a valid Erev Tchumin if it's not accessible? Elolav, we're talking about Bar the Les Biasoro. We're talking about the bar itself is not 10 Tvachim deep. It's assuming it's 9 Tvachim, which Rava was discussing before. That was the whole kasha we're going to ask. That Rava said, Tashmish ayde etchak lo yishmei Tashmish. It's not called a Tashmish. It's not called a Rishus Rabim. So Zog Gemara, Elo Labe Bar, Les Besom, we're talking about the bar itself, it's not a Sora. V'katoni, and it says, Eruve Erev. Now, Eruve Erev means that if it's within that area of 9 Tvachim below, it's accessible. That means, Tashmish ayde etchak, Shmei Tashmish. Because it's chelik of the Rishus Rabim, and you're allowed to take from that area and bring it to the Rishus Rabim. The bar itself is not 10, the bar is 9, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, and you're taking from there to the Rishus Rabim. And when it says Lamata Masara, it's not a good Erev, it's talking about a different case. It's talking about a case where the bar is 10, so then it's indeed a Rishus Yochid, and you can't take from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. So Lamala Masara means that the bar is not 10, so Mela Tashmish Ayde Etchak Shmei Tashmish, not like Rova, in the depth. And lamata ma'asara means that it is 10, so then it's Rishus Yochid. Zog the Gemara, alma tashmish ayde etchak shmei tashmish. We see it's considered a tashmish, ain't allowed to take from the Rishus Rabim to it. It's a din Rishus Rabim. Even though it's a tashmish ayde etchak, in depth it's 9. So we see clearly not like Rava. And for the Gemara, Rava says, zimne mishani lei. I'm more like an answer this question. Huveruvoi Bekarmelis. We're not talking about that the Erev is in a Rishus Rabim and the bar is Tisha. No. When we said in the Brais and his Kavan Lishbet Rishus Rabim, it doesn't mean Rishus Rabim. He's not planning to be koine his abode in Shvisa in Rishus Rabim. It means in the Carmelis. And why is it called Rishus Rabim? Am I calling Rishus Rabim? Fishein Rishus Yochid. Because not a Rishus Yochid. We're coming Lafuke Rishus Yochid. But Loilam is koine Shvisa where Zimri Meshayan Lei Huveruve Bekarmelis. So he's atop of the bar is a Carmelis. And the bar is also a Carmelis. Pochas Masorah, it's a Carmelis. So you're allowed to take from a Carmelis to a Carmelis. And you're allowed to l'chatchila take less than Dalad Amis in the Carmelis. Because Dalad Amis, if it's Pochas Masorah, Tfochim, so the food item is going to be taken to the Carmelis above, right above the bar, that less than Dalad Amis, you're allowed to be Marve less than Dalad Amis in the Carmelis. It's a Shus to Abonim, they weren't Goyze, that you can't be Marve Dalad Amis, less than Dalad Amis. So of course you're allowed to take from the Carmelis to the Carmelis. But if let's say it's Omek Asorah, then it's Shus HaYochid, from Rishus Yochid, you can bring it above to the surface. But then you bring from Rishus Yochid to a Carmelis. That they were Goyza. So Pochas Masorah, it's Mutter. Because it's a Carmelis. You're allowed to take from a Carmelis to a Carmelis. Because we're talking about the Koine Shvisa in a Carmelis. So the bar, Pochas Masorah, is in a Carmelis. You're allowed to take from below the bar, which is a Carmelis, to above the bar, which is a Carmelis. But Yosef Masorah is Rishus Yochid. And you can't take from Rishus Yochid to a Carmelis. That's how he's Matcha. There's no cash on him that we see Tashmish Adei Trak Shmei Tashmish. That's only in Rishus Rabim. We want to say Tashmish Adei Trak. It's a Din Rishus Rabim, even though it's Adei Trak. That is no raya. We're talking about a bar and a Carmelis. So there's no raya Tashmish Adei Trak Shmei Tashmish. So there's no raya, not like Rova. Zogdimo Zimni Mishani Lei, another teretz you can answer that it shouldn't be Shver and Rova. Hu Bishus Rabim. The Oilom is talking to Rishus Rabim. Meaning, Liskam and Lishmas Rishus Rabim doesn't mean Carmelis, Lafuki Rishus Yochid, we call Rishus Rabim. The Oilom means really Rishus Rabim. He's Koine Shvisa above in the bar, which is Rishus Rabim. Ve'eruve be Carmelis. And the Erev is not Amak Asorah, which is a Carmelis. Now, the Rebbe in the Tzekong Teshitas Rebbe. The Omar, because Rebbe is of the opinion called Dovishum Shum Shvus, Loi Gozrolo Ben Ashmoshes. Being that this whole din of a Carmelis to Rishus Rabim is a Drabon de Kedin. And when do you place the Erev? You place the Erev there, Ben Ashmoshes, at the onset of Shabbos. And anything that's an Issa Drabonon called Ovim Shum Shvus, like Gozu Ben Ashmoshes, weren't Gozu Ben Ashmoshes on the Issa Shvus, since Carmelis to Rishus Rabim is only an Issa Shvus. There weren't Gozu Ben Ashmoshes, Sofik Leoim, Sofik Lyle on the Issa Drabonon, like this, like taking from a Carmelis to Rishus Rabim. So since they weren't goys at that time, they not allowed to take it. So at that time is when the onset of the Shvisa, of the Erev Tchumin is Chal. At that time it was accessible to take the food item and bring it above the bar. So once it's accessible at the man of the Kenyan of Shvisa, at the onset of Shabbos, so then even though now when Shabbos arrives and it's ready Lila, and now you can't take from a Kamlis to Rishus Rabim, that doesn't stare me in the Hilchas Erev Tchumin, because since it was accessible at a certain time, so it's Koine Shvisa. And why was it accessible at that time? Because at that time, there weren't Goyz Shvus Ben Ashmoshes, so once it's ready Koine Shvisa, so it's Chal the whole Shabbos. Just like Nechalei Ruvoi, if the Erev was eaten, the food item was eaten after the onset of Shabbos, it's good. You're good to go because the Etzim was at the Zman of the Chalois when it's Koine Shvisa Ben Ashmoshes, you had an Erev Tchumin. The fact that it was eaten later doesn't bother me. Same thing over here. The fact that it's not accessible later doesn't bother me. It was accessible at the time of the Kinyan Shvisa. And because at the time of the Kinyan Shvisa, they weren't Goyza on Shvus, so Mele was accessible at that time. Now, really, in the Gemara in Erev in Lamed Gimel, there's Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim. We paskin like Rebbe that as long as it's Roy Ben Ashmoshes, so it's Lagozu Ashus Ben Ashmoshes. It's already Chalois Kinyan Erev. Chachamim over there argue and they say that if it's not accessible on Shabbos, even though Ben Ashmoshes was accessible, it's not a good Erev. Now we paskin like Rebbe that Ben Ashmoshes, the Shvus is Taka Mutter, but not all Shvus are Mutter. In Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Beis, it's clearly Mavur that not all Shvus are equal, meaning a Shvus that you're not going to come the day is a Torah, that they were Taka, not Goyz of Ben Ashmoshes. A Shvus that you Korav, that's how the Rashi explains, Navariz HaKodesh, a Shvus that's Korav, Le Issa Torah, then even according to Rabbi, Lohitiru, that Shvus Ben Ashmoshes. So it's an afkamina, a shvus that's mishtamish be'ilon, we might come to be comely de esetera, or a shvus like Carmelis, we're not going to comely de esetera, so that shvus that we're not goyza, so legabi, the Erev Tchumin on an Elon is different than an Erev Tchumin in a bar that's a Carmelis. On an Elon, you might be cutting the tree. Or a Kopan and Isateru, where there's a Makam Lachshosh, Dr. Rashba, that's not a Shvus that even Rebbe would allow. But a Kopanim, these are the two Terutzim in the Gemara. There is no Raya that Tashmish, Ayat Etchak Shmei Tashmish, because we're not talking about a bar in Rishus Rabim. Either we're talking about a bar in a Carmelis, so it's not a Raya of Tashmish, Ayat Etchak in a Rishus Rabim, it's called a Tashmish. And the second Terutz is La'olim, we're talking about that he's in Rishus Rabim, he's going to Shvus in Rishus Rabim, the bar is less than 10. So L'chara, it's a Raya Tashmish, Ayat Etchak Shmei Tashmish? No. It's according to Shitas Rebbe that says that Kol Dovim Shem Shvus Lo Gozim in Hashmoshes. So the reason why the Erev is Chal is not because it's a question of Eshtamshes, if it's accessible or not. It's not a question of accessible on Shabbos. It's accessible before Shabbos. So it doesn't have to be accessible on Shabbos. The whole Raya was that a bar in the Shus Rabim, less than 10, is a Raya that Tashmash Adet Chak Shmei Tashmash because it's accessible on Shabbos. We're saying you don't need, it doesn't have to be accessible Mehilcha Shabbos. It's Ben Hashmoshes, it was mutter to take. It's a Shvus. So now it doesn't make a difference if on Shabbos, Tashmash Adet Chak, Loish Mei Tashmash, you're not allowed to take it from one area to another. It doesn't have to be accessible. It was accessible, but Shas said it was Koine Shvisa, and that counts for the rest of Shabbos.
Zogdimo Vaita Veloi Teimo. Zogt Rava, V'loy Teima, don't think D'chuy komatchino loch. That which I answered is two kashas, that it's not a kasha on my sheet of Tashmish Adei Etchak Loish Me Tashmish. I'm giving two terutzim, how it's not a kasha from this bar, like Abedin of Erev Tchumin, that it's a D'chuy komatchino loch. It's not a D'chuy, no. El a Davka kamino loch. I'm saying this B'davka, that because L'oilom Tashmish Adei Etchak is not called a Tashmish. And that's why we're talking about specifically that the bar is not in Rishus Rabim. That was the first teretz. Or it was in Rishus Rabim, but the teretz is like Rebbe, Lo Gozim Ben Hashmoshes. And I'm bringing you a raya that Tashmish Adei Etchak Lo Yishmesh Tashmish. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, later on in Daf Kuv, Im Hoy Rekak Mayim. If you have a body of water, Rekak of Mayim, Rishus Rabim Aleches Boy, and people from Rishus Rabim are walking through this body of water, this big puddle, when they walk through it, hazorig letoicha, if someone throws an item in that rekak, and he was zorig arba amos, he's chayev. It's a Rishus Rabim. Just like if you zorig dalan amos in Rishus Rabim, you chayev. If you zorig dalan amos in the rekak mayim, rabim amahalchim, you chayev, as if you zorig in Rishus Rabim. Zogdom of a kama rekak mayim, and what's the depth of this rekak? Poches masor tvachim, it's less than 10 tvachim in depth. Because if it's 10 tvachim, then already, it's already the depth of a Carmelis. And then the Mishnah continues over there in Daf Kuf. Urekak mayim sheshus rabim maleches boy. And again, this puddle of water that the rabim, the shus rabim is maleches boy, hazorik letoich arba amas chayev. Sounds repetitive. Again, the rekak mayim that rabim arba amas shus rabim is maleches boy. If you zorik letoich, if you married al rabim is chayev. Zog the Gemara now. So Rav explains. Bishleim rekak rekak trei zimna. The reason why it says repetitive 2 points about rekak. Zog demor, why is it twice? One is b'moy sachamo, chad b'moy sachamo, v'chad b'moy sachshomim. You need to tell me chiddush, sign the summer and sign the winter. Utzricha, why? Diash minon b'moy sachamo. If we're just saying b'moy sachamo, I would say, you know why b'moy sachamo, this puddle of water, is considered like a public domain in Rishus Rabim? Because in the summer it's hot and people walk through it. The ovid inch lekuyin nafshi, people cool themselves off by walking through this cool puddle of water. But in the winter, where they no need to cool off, maybe it's considered Rishus Rabim, even though people walk through it. If it only say case of Moisak Shom, I would say, once they're soiled, once they're dirty, because in the winter people are walking through muddy and soiled areas. In the winter it's wet and it's muddy, so people are anyways dirty. So Mela Agav de Metanef Mikri Vinochis. So that's where they go through the puddle. Avi Moisak Shom, where they aren't soiled. They don't have soiled and muddied water on them because there's no big puddles all around in the winter, in the summer. So maybe it's not considered Rishus Rabim even if people go through it. So tzricha. So you need to tell me twice, Rekak. There's two types of puddles of water. There's a summer puddle and a winter puddle. And each one has a chiddush. The chiddush is even though it's the winter, and you might think people don't need to cool off, still it's Rishus Rabim. And even though it's a summer where people aren't soiled, they still go through it and they don't mind getting dirty. So it's considered Rishus Rabim. Elo hiluch trei zimna lomali. The lashon of the Mishnah is
It says im hoyre kak maim u shus rabim mahalechas boy. The people from the shus rabim are mahalechas boy. They go through it. And then it says again, u kak maim shir shus rabim mahalechas boy. Why does it say twice mahalechas boy? It didn't have to say the second time mahalechas boy. It could have just said, u kak maim shir shus rabim. If you have a kak maim and a shus rabim, hazerg letechoy, you're going to be chayiv. Why did it say again mahalechas boy? El alav shemamino is a raya that we're talking about hiluch haidei tchak shmei hiluch. Specifically, when you're mahalach haidei tchak, it's not the most comfortable situation of the rabbi mahalchim boy. It's after all, it's through a puddle. So a hiluch haidei tchak, Rav agrees, is called a hiluch. However, tashmish haidei tchak is not called a tashmish. If something is in depth, in a pit, nine tvachim, Rav Shita is in a guma, tashmish haidei tchak, loish mei tashmish. So my shita is bedavka, it's not a tchuyah kamatchin lei. My two terutzim that I gave before to explain the case of Erev Tchumin with a bar and the shows, what are we talking, referring to? Because I hold bedavka that tashmish haidei tchak, loish mei tashmish. Because in this Mishnah, it's mavur, mahaleches boy, trei zimna, to tell me, dafke hiluch haidei tchak, shmei hiluch. Walking, even though it's al day track, it's not so comfortable, it's called a hiluch in a shus rabim. But tashmish, hishtamshas in a shus rabim al day track, meaning in a bar, tisha in depth, you don't walk through air, you're mishtamish. You only walk through a puddle, you walk through a shus rabim. You don't walk through an area that's in depth, that you're mishtamish. Tashmish al day track is taka loish mei tashmish. Zog dumara, shma mino, meaning hiluch al day track is shmei hiluch. But tashmish al day track, loish mei tashmish, it's taken out of tashmish, shma mino, shitas rova, that pochois me'asora in depth is not considered a shus rabim because tashmish ad etchak, loish mei tashmish. Now the Tos Rit says a beautiful word, what's taken the difference that tashmish ad etchak is loish mei tashmish and hiluch ad etchak is yes called a hiluch? Both of them is Adei Tchak. If it's considered a Shus Rabim when you walk, even though it's Adei Tchak, why is it not considered a Shus Rabim when you're Mishtamish in the bar, even though it's Tess and it's Adei Tchak? Zok the Tos Rid, the difference as follows. Because a Shus Rabim is meant for walking, meant for Halicha. The purpose, the main objective of a Shus Rabim is a Mokam Halicha. So a Halicha, even Adei Tchak, is not Mevatel, the Shem of Shus Rabim. So that's why Hiluch Adei Tchak, Shmei Hiluch. It's called a hiluch, because that's what a shus rabim is meant to walk, and you're walking, you're going through the puddle. That's what it's meant for. It's a hiluch. It's not mevatel the shem hiluch, even outside the etchak. Ma she'en kein, shus rabim is not meant for tashmish, it's meant for hiluch. Since it's not the ikar tashmishin, is through usage of something that's not walking, so then other tashmishim in this rishus, since it's not meant for it, it's not called a tashmish if it's al dei tchak, only if it's a tashmish that's comfortable. A tashmish al dei tchak lo yishmei tashmish in Rishus Rabim. A hiluch which is miyut for halicha, so then even al dei tashmei hiluch. So walking through the puddles, hiluch al dei tchak, shmei hiluch. Mashenkin tashmish in the depth of the bar, al dei tchak, since it's not a hiluch in Rishus Rabim, since it's a other tashmishim, not the main tashmish, the main usage of the Rishus Rabim is meant for walking, so then tashmish al dei tchak lo yishmei tashmish. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yudo, hai zilza de koni. If you have a zilza de koni, which is a bundle of bamboos, konim, long bamboo sticks, rome vezakve, that means you didn't lift it in one shot off the ground, but rather you took the bamboos and you lifted one end and you picked it up and then you flipped it down, going further, as if you wanted to travel in a certain direction. So you don't lift it, but you take one end and you lift it, and then you place it down further away. And then you lift the back end again, you lift it, and then you place it down. So you're not lifting it in one shot. You're Roma Vizakve, you lift one end, and then you put it down further away, but that other end is still remaining on the ground where it was. And then you lift the next end, which before was the front, now it became the back. And you lift that. You always take the back and you lift it and you put it towards the front. So that one area is still remaining on the ground and the other area is lifted. It's not lifted in one shot off the ground. Zog the Gemara, loy mechayev. You're not chayev if you're maved al amas in such a way. Why? Because since you weren't oiker, the whole bundle in one shot, and an akira of a partial item is not called a ma'is akira. Loy mechayev ad okele. You're not chayev until you oiker the whole thing in one shot. And really, this is really the same yisoid we find by Hanocha too. We had the Gemara said before, Kumi shel kone yefsha, that there will be partially lamayla masora. Just like it's not a maisa Hanocha, if it's not kuloi
in the Rishus that it's supposed to be. Hanocha has to be in Rishus Rabim, and you can't have Krumiya Shalkona, a drop sticking out. It's not called a Hanocha in Rishus Rabim. So too in the Akira, it's not called a Mais Akira if you don't lift the whole thing. You have to lift the whole thing, just you have to be Meniach the whole item in the Rishus. So you have to be Oiked the whole item. And you can't be Oiked partially and then leave one part of the ground and then the other part. It's not called a Mais Akira until it's Ada Okale, until you Oiked the whole thing with Vasachas.
So this Maisov of Zirze de Koni, Rome Vizakve, eventually, if you counted, you might have gone Dalal Amis. But since you never did an Akira Bavasachas, so we don't look at it as a Mais Akira in to be over on the Isav Avaris Dalal Amis. Now, Tosav here says the Chiddush of the Rome Vizakve is that for Tosav, Tema Maikom Ashlon, Lemichayev Adoka, what's the Chiddush? Pshitad Lemichayev, of course you have to be Oika. And what's in the gay over here? B'yeshloim the kamash and the chiddush is the afak of the derech lehalicha minyan zeh. This is the way of moving bamboo sticks. You can't lift them one shot; they're very heavy. The way of lifting them is in this fashion of rama v'zakvei. She'enan kalin lenoisin; they're not light. V'avik kamo oimid lekatev. Damino le'el dechayv afil that oimid lekatev yechayv, because that's a derech to mekatev inushus rabim, even though it's pachas ma'asora. So we're also that's a derech to move these items. Since before we talked about a kituv amutes b'shus rabim, so that's the shaychus over here. That even though by kituv we said it's a derech, and you might think there's a derech over here also to move bamboo sticks in such a fashion, you're not mechayev because you didn't do a ma'is akira. When you place one side out of the dalal amis, the other side is still within the dalal amis. When we take the other side, chutz adal amis, you bring it now out of the dalad. Adain enemis chayev. Davak kemegara chayvitz. It's as if you schlep the chayvitz, you megar it. At shehoitzi roish chayvitz chutz adalad until you eventually moved it out of dalad. Venichoy. Davpi shechoyzu lemoishel chutz poter shlenasa meloch vasachas. Tosa says there's a difference between regular schlepping and this type of schlepping. This type of schlepping is that you lifted one side and the other side is still within dalad, and then you lift that side. And then you did it in second motion. It wasn't vasachas. Avozaktoises. In megara zirza the koni vasachas, but in vasachas you're schlepping. If you take the bamboo sticks and hold one end, and you're walking along, since it's heavy, and that's the way that you usually lift it without lifting it totally, that is called megara. That's called taking and schlepping it, even though partially it's on the floor. That would be considered havara dalaramis. But over here you didn't do that with vasachas. Here you took one end and flip that end, but the other end is still within Dalad Amis. Then you took the second end, and you flipped that end out of the Dalad. But it wasn't on Vasachas. It's worse than Megar Vasachas. Avali Megar Zizah the Konim Vasachas, Atzachutz the Dalad Amis, or Mishus Yechal Lishus Rabim, then you take a Chayiv. Because I'm going to, like we saw, find, going to Kis B'Shabbos, Hoy Megar V'yoytzi Yepoto, because Isha Shabbos and Isha Gneva Boyin Kachas. So we see it's a Maisa Kinyan, even though it's Megar on the floor. That's the way to do it. But that's Bavasachas. But if it's not Bavasachas, so then since you never made an Akira on one end, so then it's not called a Mais Akira. If it would have been Bavasachas, meaning if you megarer it, then even though it's still on the floor, that would be sufficient because that's the derech for something that's heavy. Now Tosis finishes off with a yesoid about rolling a ball in Rishus Rabim. So Tosis voy meri, the megalgal chavis dalal amas b'shus rabim. If someone is megalgal a chavis, a round barrel in Rishus Rabim, or like a ball. Oy mishus yachad Rishus Rabim. Or you take a ball and you roll it from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabim. Yechayev. Why? You never lifted it. They have it come in megarer, they ain't a noch klal. It's bevasachas, it's megarer, it's rolling, it's not noch. So then you look at it as a maisakir and avora. Have a megalgal teva, but if it, let's say it's a square box that you megalgal, that means you can't roll it. You take one end and you flip. You take the next end of the square box and you flip it down. Take the next end and flip it down. So that's not bevasachas. That's like the zirzi de kana roma vizakvei. So then the megara is not considered akira. But when it's megalgal rolling or a round bowl or a round barrel or something that's gorer bevasachas. So then, Taka, even if you lift the bamboo's end on one end only, but you're a gurib vasachas, then your Taka would be chayev. Ava megalgal teva she rubas, then your potter. Tava kumoy roma vizakve, they efshe shloite nochaktas. Meaning, roma vizakve, it's not bevasachas. So then it's nochaktas, so then we don't see a mais akira. Mashengen rolling is bevasachas, or schlepping bevasachas without stopping, so then your Taka chayev, if that's the derech. So it comes out in Tosis that megarer, schlepping, even if you don't lift it,
If it's bevas achas, you're chayev, unlike Roma Bezakre, which you didn't lift in one shot.
So if Megara is chayev, because that's bevas achas, so then rolling zaktais is also chayev, because rolling is for sure bevas achas, even if it's not lifted at all. But rolling a square box is like Roma Bezakre. That's again not bevas achas. So then you have the chisor, and that's not lifted. Now there's another shita, the shita Saravid, which is brought down in the Ramban. He says, if you're not magbia kulu basachas, you're not chayev, even if you're megara chayvet zalaramis. If you're megara chayvet zalaramis, b'shus rabin, you're potter because you didn't lift it. When do we find megara's chayev? That's dafka when you're megara from b'shus yochet to b'shus rabin, where we see an akiris v'shuyois. Then you're chayev, even though it's megara. But stam megara zalaramis b'shus rabin, if it's on the floor, even though it's basachas, shitas harayvet, huve b'ramban, that's brought down Ramban, is takadet y'potter. Unlike Tosfos that says bevasachas yichayev even though you're megarer. Zok the Gemara weiter Omar Mar. We had the Gemara earlier on Davov. Odom oymed al iskufa. A person can stand on the iskufa. The iskufa is this area in front of the opening of the Rishus Hayochid, an area between the Rishus Yochid and the Rishus Rabim. And the halacha is noitel mi balabais. You're allowed to take something from the balabais, which is the Rishus Hayochid. V'noisen loy oil, and you're allowed to take from the balabais and place it in the iskufa. Or noisenlo, you know, take something from the iskufa and give it to the balabais in the Rishus Yochid. Or noitel ma'ani, you know, take from me from the Rishus Rabim, which is the oni, and place it in the iskufa. Or noisenlo, take from me from the iskufa and give it to the oni, which is in the Rishus Rabim. But you can't go from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid through the iskufa. Zog the Gemara, hi iskufa, mai. What are we talking about? What's this iskufa? What's the status of this iskufa? Ilem iskufa, Rishus Rabim. If we're talking about meaning that this iskufa is open to Rishus Rabim, meaning there is no ceiling above this iskufa. The iskufa is an open area, and let's say you have a lechi. The iskufa is, let's say, in front of a mavui, in front of a dead end mavui, not mefulish mavui. That's not mefulish mishtet stodim. In order to enter the chatzeros, so let's say it has a lechi, but the lechi is located before the iskufa, meaning the iskufa is after the lechi. You need a lechi from the Mavui to have a hecker before you go to the Rishus Rabim. So the lechi is before the iskupa. So the iskupa is like bottle to the Rishus Rabim. So then what? Noitim balabayis. How could you take from the balabayis, which is Rishus Yochid, and the iskupa, how mapping Rishus Yochid Rishus Rabim? If the iskupa, for all practical purposes, is like Rishus Rabim, why? It's not roofed. And the lechi that you have at the end of the Mavui is before the iskupa starts. Not post the iskupa, pre the iskupa, before the iskupa. So the iskupa is to the chelik of the Rishus Rabim. It's not roofed. The lechi is before it. So then what makes it part of Rishus Yochid? It's Rishus Rabim. So if it's part of Rishus Rabim, how could you be mania, take something from the balabais and place it in the iskufa, or take from the iskufa and give it to the balabais? Ella, we're talking about iskufa's Rishus Yochid. We're talking about that the iskufa, for instance, has a ceiling. It has a roof. So it's like a chelik of the mavui. So then it's, or for instance, the lechi that we said that you need at the end of the mavui is after the iskufa. This area of the iskufa has a lechi past it before you go to the Rishus Rabim. So then the iskufa is a chelik of the Rishus Yochid, of the Mavui. So then I understand why you can give it to the balabais and take from him. But however, noitamin oni, how can you give something and take something from the oni, which is in the Rishus Rabim, to the iskufa? How come a ayel Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yochid? If the iskufa is roofed, if the iskufa has a lechi after it, so then it's chelik of the mavui of the Rishus Yochid. So how could you take from the oni Rishus Rabim or place something in the oni area which is Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim? Zog the Gemara, hokom ayil Rishus Rabim Rishus Yochid. Ella, we're talking about a specific iskufa, biskufa's karmelis, meaning we're talking about the iskufa itself is a karmelis, that it's a roich of dalet, but not gavaya yud. So ibazoi noitav noisin lechatchila. So if you see me, I saw. You're not allowed to go lechatchila from a karmelis to Rishus Yochid or from a karmelis to Rishus Rabim. So how can you take from the balabais and gift him? Or how can you take from the oni and gift him? A karmelis, it's also midar abono to take to Rishus Yochid or to put something in Rishus Yochid or to the Rabim, to Rishus Rabim, or to take from there. It's also, so if it's a karmelis, it's vayta shver. If it's a iskufis Rishus Yochid, it's shver. How do you bring it to Rishus Rabim? If it's a iskufis Rishus Rabim, how do you bring it to Rishus Yochid? And it's, if it's iskufis karmelis, it's vayta also lechatchila midrabbonon. Elazak the Gemara, the iskufa we're talking about is iskufa makom p'tur ba'alma, meaning it's a makom p'tur. Could go in the less bay arba al arba. It's not 10 tvachim in height, and it's not 4 tvachim in width. It doesn't have arba al arba.
it's higher than three, otherwise it's bottled to the floor.
So it's a makam ptur. V'chi ha d'chi osa rav dimi omar, Rabbi Yochanan, makam shein ba'arba al'arba tfachim, an area that doesn't have four tfachim in width, it's a makam ptur. So mutl v'nei reshus ha-yochid, v'lo v'nei reshus ha-rabim l'katev olof. That means the b'nei reshus ha-yochid allowed to be mekatev in the makam ptur, just to adjust themselves, and likewise, b'nei reshus ha-rabim allowed to be mekatev in his makam ptur. A makam ptur is not an issa. So the Gemara will vavat shelo yachlifu, but they can't take something from the reshus ha-yochid and place it in the makam ptur, and then pick it up from the makam ptur and place it in the reshus ha-rabim. Or the opposite, take something from the reshus ha-rabim and place it in the makam ptur, and then from the makam ptur bring that same item to the reshus ha-yochid. You can't do something which looks like you're taking from reshus ha-rabim to reshus ha-yochid or reshus ha-yochid to reshus ha-rabim. You're allowed to take from makam ptur to reshus ha-rabim alone, or reshus ha-rabim to makam ptur, or from makam ptur to reshus ha-yochid, or from reshus ha-yochid to makam ptur. But if you're going to be machlif, if you're going to go from reshus ha-rabim to makam ptur, and that same item from makam ptur to reshus ha-yochid, so then it looks like maris ayin that you're going from reshus ha-rabim to reshus ha-yochid, and that's taka also. We'll stop over here. The Gemara on Daf Ches Omid Beis, five lines from the bottom, Omar Mar.